This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that currently, quote, old people will outnumber children for the first time in this country's history. Old people, please. I hate how they use this term. If you're over 65, you're considered old. But according to the U.S. Census Bureau, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than the age of 65. One in every five Americans will be retirement age, and deaths will rise substantially. They say the non-Hispanic white alone population is going to shrink to 179 million. And there's been discussions that white Americans are going to be a minority, which has been something that we've seen as we have a very diverse population. So they say adults 65 and older will soon outnumber children for the first time in America's history, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Census Bureau said that deaths are going to rise substantially between the year 2020 and 2050. So our country's population will naturally grow very slowly. They say projections also reveal that America will become more racially and ethnically diverse, with the country's share of mixed-race children set to double. The non-Hispanic white alone population is projected to shrink from 199 million in 2020 to 179 million in 2060. They say, meanwhile, the two or more races population will be the fastest growing over the next several decades. Now, the projections did not touch upon race specifically. They say white Americans will fall below half the population. That's according to a Bureau spokesman who told the New York Times. It was just us getting back to sticking to data, he said. So the Census Bureau made headlines in 2008 when it projected that non-Hispanic whites would drop below half the population by 2042. 3 years ago, the Bureau released a new graphic that showed white Americans would lose their majority status by the year 2044. Okay, I'm not really worried about the whole majority-minority thing. I mean, do though find it very fascinating how we are going to have more baby boomer-aged seniors than young people. This is disastrous for an economy. You know, I mean, we all know that, you know, a lot of parents, especially the baby boomers, didn't really have a lot of kids. You know? I mean, my folks, okay, they had four kids. Well, three, and then one was from another marriage. So, but in total, we had a family of four. That was kind of a lot. Me, we just stopped at two kids because I was too old and I was too busy. Most people in my family didn't really have a lot of kids. Well, no, actually, my family did. We did our part. I did. But we had less kids. Many people decided not to get married. Many people decided, and understandably so, you know, that they're going to live a life that they wish to live. And if they're homosexual, they're not going to, you know, pretend and be married and have kids just because that's what America wants. So there's been a lot of factors where we have a lot of gay men and women who were married because, again, they want to fit into society. And so now that, you know, people are more free to, you know, be who they are, they're not going to force themselves to be in a marriage that they don't want to be. So we have less kids. And that's fine. I mean, I have my two. I love my two. Maybe it's a survival of the fittest. I only have X amount of resources. So if I only have two kids, I could then concentrate those resources on them. Who knows? There may be some evolutionary advantage to having less kids. I don't know. However, from an economic standpoint, this could be pretty scary. I already told you guys that we're going to have a huge housing crisis, if not already, because older individuals are moving out of their homes. And you don't have a lot of younger people wanting to buy homes. Millennials aren't really big on the whole home buying thing. You know, my generation is, okay, you don't rent, you own. Paying rent is a waste of money. You own, you own, you own. And then we realize, well, things happen to the house. Or we never officially own it because the interest rate is so high. Or we lose our job the next year and we have to move. So younger people are a little bit more smart. They're like, nah, I don't really see myself living in one place for 30, 40 years. I'm not grandma. I see myself moving around. Just like Uber. You know, people aren't buying cars anymore. The smart people aren't buying cars. My generation, we were idiots. You know how much thousands of dollars we've lost because of car depreciation? And you have other people saying, I could just Uber if I need to go somewhere. Or ride share. Why am I, you know, spending this much money on a vehicle that depreciates? So your millennials and younger are some of the smartest, shrewdest people out there. You know, my sons were fighting the other day. And they could be jerks. Oh, they could be real jerks, these two. I don't know where they get it from. And one kid tells the other kid, well, you're still at home living with your mommy. I'm like, okay, really? Okay, really? Okay. And, you know, the kid's 18. And the kid's like, yeah, it's stupid for me to sit and pay rent. Why come up with rent and Wi-Fi and all that when I'm fine here? And I go, yeah, you know, this idea of, you know, well, I want to look like I'm moving out, so I'm all independent or whatever. If you have an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old child that wants to live at home because it's financially feasible, that's actually kind of smart. Now, if the kid is 30, that's a problem. But wanting to save money on rent, I mean, me, I was scratching at the door. I'll pay my own rent. I'll pay my own power bill. I don't care. I just want out. It was a different time. Now kids seem to like their parents more. And so, you know, I told my other kid, I go, if you think I'm going to have an extra few thousand dollars a month to afford you to be out on your own, you got nothing coming. You're going to have to pay for it yourself. So it's really interesting to see, you know, the changes. And, you know, if young people don't buy what older people do, we're going to have some economy changes. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Canada Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Dictionary.com has released their word of the year. And it's called misinformation, as opposed to disinformation. That was chosen as our toxic word of the year. Toxic was, I believe, picked earlier this month by Oxford Dictionaries. Toxic. Jane Solomon, a linguist in residence at Dictionary, said in a linguist in residence, that's a high honor, people, said in a recent interview that her site's choice of miss over dis was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action, to be vigilant in the battle against fake news, flat earthers, and anti-vaxxers, among other conduits. Okay. Now dictionary's gotten political. I don't care what political side. The dictionary has now gotten political. They say it's the idea of intent, whether to inadvertently mislead or to do it on purpose. And that's what the Oakland, California-based company Dictionary.com wanted to highlight. The company decided it would go high when others have spent much of 2018 going low. Solomon told the AP that the rampant spread of misinformation is really providing new challenges for navigating life in 2018. She is true. That is true. Misinformation has been around for a long time, but over the last decade or so, the rise of social media has really, really changed how information is shared. We believe that understanding the concept of misinformation is vital to identifying misinformation as we encounter it in the wild, and that could ultimately help curb its impact. So in studying lookups on the site that trended this year, Dictionary noticed our relationship with truth is something that came up again and again. For example, the word mainstream popped up a lot, spiking in January as the term mainstream media, or MSM, grew to gargantuan proportions, wielded as an insult by some on the political right. Other words swirling around the same problem included a lookup search for white lie after Hope Hicks, then White House communications director. I don't understand why Dictionary has to get involved with political words like this, and I just don't get it. The word Orwellian surfaced in many lookups after a statement attributed to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders accused the Chinese government of Orwellian nonsense. In trying to impose its views on American citizens and private companies, when it declared that United Airlines, American Airlines, and other foreign carriers should refer to Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau as part of China in public-facing materials? What? Misinformation, she says, frames what we've all been through in the last 12 months. In that vein, the site with 90 million monthly users has busied itself adding new word entries for filter bubble, fake news, post-fact, post-truth, hemophily, among others. So, what that tells us is if you do try to get a definition from dictionary.com, whether you're right or left, you might notice a slant of the definition. All right, you know, there are very few things in life that are apolitical. I mean, even our own mothers, you know, have some political leaning. I mean, is there anything you could pretty much go to now to get an unbiased, non-right, non-left word? I thought that would be dictionary. Now, this isn't Merriam-Webster's dictionary. This is dictionary.com. I use dictionary.com all the time, though. I use dictionary.com all the time for stuff. But if there's going to be a slant towards one way or the other, that bothers me because the dictionary is supposed to be kind of a safe place, just like an encyclopedia. Let me just look something up, give me the answer, and then I'll make my decision. So, we have hate speech, we have misinformation, disinformation, we have, you know, a very interesting culture right now. And social media, broadcasters, journalists, people write their own blogs. They make up their own news. We have completely changed the way that we get information and we give information. And that's why I don't blame Donald Trump with the tweets. You know, I mean, let him send out what he wants to send out. As long as Twitter doesn't change it, he is able to, in real time, send his message. It's actually brilliant. Now, some of the things he tweets aren't, but the idea of nobody can misquote me is, but that's a fear a lot of us have. We don't want to be misquoted. We don't want I don't want an interpretation of what somebody said. Just give me what they said. I'll do the interpretation. I don't need your interpretation. I get frustrated with Fox News, CNN. I get frustrated with a lot of news outlets. I don't want their opinion. Just give me the news. I don't need to listen to a group of individuals talk about stuff. It's like the news starts being talk shows. There was a meme. There was a little cartoon that was circulating where a woman asks her husband for her glass. She goes, oh, the news is on. I need my glasses. So the husband hands her two glasses of wine. She goes, ah, much better. You know, that's really what news is today. It's anxiety producing. It's, you know, opinionated. Just give me the news. Tell me where the fire is. Tell me where there was an earthquake in Japan. No tsunami warning. There was an earthquake about, I guess, 35 miles from Fukushima. There was, you know, snowstorm, holiday travel. Don't give me an opinion. Just tell me what the hell is going on. But that's not the way things happen around here. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a cleaning lady is jailed for 10 years in Greece. Why? Because she lied on her resume. They say a 53-year-old woman worked at a publicly funded nursery for 15 years until a review showed that she lied about her primary school education. She claimed she had attended her elementary school in Greece for 6 years, which is typically done from the ages of 6 to 12. However, she only spent 5 years at the school. She also had a doctorate. She also had doctored a false certificate stating she completed 6 years, a requirement that helped her get a job as a cleaner. Now, the woman who has not been named was found to have altered her school certificate. It was not uncommon 4 decades ago for Greek children to drop out of school early, especially in rural areas. So she was then charged with defrauding the public. A regional court handed down the sentence earlier this month, and a ruling had now provoked an uproar in the country. Looks like she got A's in writing, B's in reading, B's in geography, grammar, arithmetic, B's and C's, spelling, B's and C's with an A minus. So there's a Supreme Court ruling that's going to now look at the legal reasoning of the regional court. But lying on your resume, all right, that is something I think a lot of people do. I don't think they outright lie. What I think they do is they embellish. There's an art to resume writing. And I've seen some real bad resumes. And I've seen a lot of people undercount what they did. So they'll say, well, you know, I worked in a medical office for 10 years. What'd you do? Oh, I was a front desk clerk. Okay, well, the average front desk person choreographs the front office, right? Manages a lot of parts of the billing, manages a lot of parts of the scheduling, fields a lot of patient calls, fields a, you know, were you really a clerk or did you manage? Well, have you ever been called a manager at some point? Was there anything in writing? Yeah, I guess I was front office manager on one of my things. Then call yourself front office manager and label and name what you did. So there's a lot of us that I think we under-explain. I can't tell you how many things. I have forgotten to put so much stuff on my resume. I'm like, oh, I did that. Oh, I completely forgot about that. Oh, I completely forgot to put the Nevada Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week on my resume. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. And it just, you know, swept my mind because it was a resume for a TV hit. And I'm like, well, they don't care if I did that. Put that stuff on there. You know, there are a lot of things that you do. However, on the flip side, don't lie. If you can't speak Spanish fluently, don't say you can. If you can't speak German or French fluently, don't say you can. If you don't really know how to do Excel, again, don't lie. So, it does come back to haunt you. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Mexico is saying they will have increased security in Tijuana after Sunday's rush by Central American migrants to enter the U.S. That's the sound of tear gas that Border Patrol agents threw at the few hundred migrants, many of them saying the gas made some of the children pass out. Less than 2 weeks ahead of a funding deadline, the president says if Congress doesn't dedicate money for the border wall, there should be a shutdown. He also tweeted he may shut down that border crossing again. GM is saying it's going to cut 14,700 factory and white-collar jobs in the U.S. and Canada, and it may close up to 5 plants. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. I want to tell you guys about a lawsuit here, okay? This has occurred in the UK, where a woman, she's not being identified for legal reasons, has won the right to sue her father's doctors. Trial is set for November next year. Because, unfortunately, the father had a condition that could have genetically gone to her. Basically, the story starts in 2007. The woman's father was convicted of manslaughter with diminished responsibility due to his state of mental health. He fatally shot the woman's mother. 2 years after he was sentenced for the crime, doctors began to suspect that the man might have Huntington's disease. Huntington's disease is a fatal progressive brain disorder. It causes physical, cognitive impairment, dementia, early death. Now, Huntington's disease has a 50-50 chance of being passed on to offspring. It's, I think, an autosomal dominant condition. And the man's doctors advised him to tell his daughters, the plaintiff and her two sisters, about the possibility of the inherited condition. But the man refused, telling doctors he was concerned that his daughters should not be informed about the possibility of Huntington's disease, as they might get upset, kill themselves, or have an abortion. So respecting his right to confidentiality, the doctors kept his condition a secret, even though evidence suggested that he was not of the right mind to comprehend the gravity of the decision. This is according to ScienceAlert.com. In June 2010, a social worker noted, "I do not think that the father is able to understand the implications of his illness, the possible speed of his deterioration, or the effects it will have both on him and his family." Now, by that point, his secret had already, I guess, had one of the effects. 2 months earlier, in April 2010, the woman in the case gave birth to a baby daughter. It was only later that the woman found out by accident about her father's condition, got tested. Now, I think the baby was okay. In January 2013, the results came back, diagnosing her with Huntington's disease. That diagnosis meant her young daughter now carried a 1-in-2 risk of developing the condition. She goes, "My child has a 50-50 chance of inheriting the disease and will likely have to live with this legacy. I would never have inflicted this honor." That's something I also want to talk about. You know, you have people who say after the fact, "Oh, I would have aborted my child." And I'm like, well, really? Would you have really? That the baby possibly had a chance of living a healthy life, you really would have aborted the baby? So she says, "I'm living every day knowing I'm gene positive. My young child also has a 50-50 chance of inheriting the disease and will likely have to live with his legacy. I would have never inflicted this on her. Day by day, she is what makes life worth living. And at the moment that life is great, we're happy, but the future is a terrifying place." So in light of her situation, she sued the hospital looking after her father, arguing they owed her a duty of care and negligently failed to advise her of her father's medical condition, even though he had expressly wanted to keep his medical condition a secret from his family. Now, in 2015, a trial judge struck out the woman's case on the basis that since the woman was not a patient of the hospital, the doctors did not owe her a duty of care, and that the doctors did not have to disclose such information because doing so would undermine doctor-patient confidentiality. Yeah, see, a doctor is screwed. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So I'll tell you this, and then I'll comment on it. Last year on appeal, the Court of Appeals overturned that decision, holding that in certain circumstances where other parties could be adversely affected by failure to disclose a patient's medical information, there could be potentially a duty to disclose. So now, this is a question on law, ethics, patient rights, confidentiality. This could change the whole way to do medicine. If such a duty is held to exist, it creates new problems, imposing a system where people are unilaterally informed that they may have serious medical conditions they were completely unaware of, and they may not want the information. For example, if you possess a gene that predisposes you to breast cancer, you can't take back that information, they say, once you have given it. Okay, I see this all differently. Okay, there's two sides to this. On one side, if you have, let's say, somebody that has a disease that's going to give them some violent streaks, I think you do have a duty to warn the family. You know, some older men, when they start to become in these convalescent homes, they will be hypersexual, okay? And so I think a doctor might want to warn the family to keep granddaughter away or grandson away because there could accidentally be some improper behavior done in front of a kid. And to, you know, kind of prep the family that, you know, just in case, just be aware, you know, grandma or grandpa could say some things, could accidentally touch, could inadvertently, you know, if this dementia sets in, there could be, so just be aware. The problem is that's really easy to do when the family knows about the dementia. How far does that duty go? Do I, as a doctor, have to now call every single grandkid or niece or nephew or cousin that could ever visit that grandma or grandpa? That's kind of ridiculous. Now, somebody could say, well, what about HIV? Well, how it works with HIV is if we diagnose HIV in somebody, we can't go and call the wife or the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend. We can't do that. We do go to the health department. And then the health department will contact contacts in most cases. But this idea that a patient has privacy, it really, as you guys can see, it doesn't really exist. If you get an STD, the health department's going to know about it. If you have a hemorrhoid, the insurance company's going to know about it. The pharmacist is going to know about it. The pharmacy tech is going to know about it. The nurse is going to know about it. You really don't have a lot of patient privacy. Now, HIPAA tried to help with that, and there's a lot of HIPAA rules, and I'm glad HIPAA exists. But there seems to be all these cases where people say, nah, we could violate the confidentiality. Now, on the other hand, one thing that, now remember, I trained in the 90s, practiced in the 2000s and early 2010s. My approach to patients is assume you have a gene or you're exposed at all times. So if you're in a relationship, okay, I don't know if your boyfriend or girlfriend are ever going to come to me for STD testing, but you just have to always assume they have something, so you use protection and wear condoms. You have to assume that you might be getting a trait, a genetic trait from somebody, just like you might get a mutation. That doesn't mean you abort every child you have, you know, because you don't know what you're going to inherit. But we all get exposed to something, whether it's a cold, whether it's a flu, whether it's whatever, and we all inherit certain genes, and we all are at risk for certain genetic variability. So my parents gave me a lot of cancer genes, heart attack genes, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to abort my kid. Now, I get you. There's a possibility of a disease where your child won't make it past his first year. I understand why you want to know. You know, you want to be aware that, you know, your child's going to be having, you know, issues. And I understand why some people, you know, get genetic counseling. I get that. That's why that's there. But there is no way a doctor can be liable for not telling you every condition that parent could possibly transfer to you. Every doctor would get sued till they had nothing because, there's so much that happens genetically. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA is overhauling The most common way medical device manufacturers bring their products to market. Why? Because they want to advance new technologies, and we have been using a archaic way to expedite, you know, certain device approvals. So since 1976, according to CNBC, manufacturers have been able to pursue an expedited approval process if they could prove new products were substantially equivalent to those that were grandfathered in when Congress established the pathway, known as 510. That means some new products entering the market get to be fast-tracked if they are very similar to old stuff already approved. Which means if a newer product has to go through more red tape, make it similar to an old product to get it pushed through. Now, how the hell does that... Okay, I'm sorry. This is so stupid. How do we advance ourselves technologically if we are using old things to Trojan us through? This is so stupid. So, they say, according to CNBC, that means some new products entering the market are comparing themselves to technology that's decades old. Now the FDA wants to retire those predicates or older-based products, which sometimes aren't even on the market anymore, and make it easier for companies to establish new ones. That's according to FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb and Center for Devices and Radiological Health Director Jeff Shuren, they said in a statement today. So the announcement comes after a consortium of news outlets over the weekend publishing scathing investigations into medical device failures and how the FDA's accelerated review process may have missed problems and put consumers at risk. However, the FDA had planned the changes ahead of the news stories, it says. The FDA said, oh, no, we were on it. They said, what we want to do is constantly push the market toward incorporating better technology and better capabilities by advancing the predicates and always looking forward. So the predicates the device companies are using as a basis of their approvals are constantly incorporating newer and better technology to make the devices better and safer. Now, Gottlieb has pushed regulations that are meant to encourage the industry to act. In modernizing the 510K approval process, the FDA wants to nudge companies to base new products on devices that are no older than 10 years old. The agency is considering publicizing devices and manufacturers whose products are based on older technology. So last year, apparently the FDA cleared 3,100 devices through this new system, or 82% of the total devices cleared or approved. Nearly 20% of products cleared through the 510K pathway are based on a predicate device that's more than 10 years old. So they're going to finalize their guidance establishing an alternative accelerated pathway early next year. It's really, really interesting. We make these laws, we make these processes, and we think we're on it, and then we realize that, you know, people find loopholes. You know, I mean, it's really nature. Okay, if you have, let's say, a stream starting to run, and there's water coming downhill, and you decide to put leaves and maybe build a little dam to shunt it, but if you do it half-assed, what happens? The water still runs downhill. Well, same thing with a lot of these government regulations. They're like, okay, look, we're going to get backlogged if you're trying to make a newer and better, fancier stethoscope. So why don't we, you know, if you're using similar technology, we don't have to rehash it all. That's fine. All right. But if you're going to be doing something new, we need to take time. Well, then people are going to say, well, look, I got to get from point A to point B without spending a lot of money and a lot of time. And if I want you to approve my product, and it's going to, you know, cost me years and a lot more money this other way, then I'll just build on something old. And we do it to ourselves. This is us. Now, speaking of a medical device, let's talk about these spinal cord stimulators. So spinal cord stimulators have been used now to offer pain relief. And according to Fox News, they talk about Jim Taft, who had nerve damage in his mangled right arm, and a spinal cord stimulator was suggested to cloak the pain. So he had the stimulator that kind of, you know, sends little electrical currents that really does help muddle the pain process, right? So that, because remember, pain you feel in one area, and then it gets sent to the brain. So if you have these little stimulating electrical currents, it may confuse the actual, quote-unquote, pain perception. So Taft got the stimulator, but they say it failed as soon as it was surgically implanted. After an operation to repair it, the device shocked him so many times that he couldn't sleep or even, and he even fell down a flight of stairs. They say now that the 45-year-old Taft is virtually paralyzed, a prisoner in his own bed, barely able to get to the bathroom himself. He said, I thought I would have a wonderful life, but look at me. Now, they say for years, medical device companies and doctors have touted spinal cord stimulators as a panacea for millions of patients suffering from a wide range of pain disorders. It's one of the fastest-growing products in a $400 billion medical device industry. Companies and doctors aggressively push them as a safe antidote to the deadly opioid crisis in the U.S., well, I mean, look at that. What do they expect? They don't want us giving, you know, narcotics, so we're trying to use these devices, and they're not natural devices. The simulators, they use these electrical currents to block pain signals before they reach the brain, and the Associated Press investigation found they're more dangerous than many patients know. Apparently, they account for the third highest number of medical device injury reports to the FDA, with more than 80,000 incidents flagged since 2018. Patients report that they've been shocked or burned, have suffered spinal cord nerve damage, ranging from muscle weakness to paraplegia. FDA data shows among the 4,000 types of devices tracked by the FDA, only metal hip replacements and insulin pumps have logged more injury reports. The FDA contains more than 500 reports of people with spinal cord stimulators who died. They say the details are scant, making it difficult to determine if the deaths were really related to the stimulator or maybe from the implant surgery. But medical device manufacturers say, but they're safe. 60,000 are implanted annually. And they're reducing pain. Most of the devices are approved by the FDA. But, according to Fox News, have little clinical testing. So the AP reported on spinal stimulators as part of a nearly year-long joint investigation of global medical device industry that included NBC, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, and more than 50 other media partners. So they looked at a bunch of medical records, recall notices, product safety warnings. They interviewed doctors, patients, researchers, and they found that medical devices caused more than 1.7 million injuries and 83,000 deaths. The investigation also found that the FDA, quote, puts people at risk by pushing devices through an abbreviated approval process. So, you know, the FDA acknowledges they have limitations, including mistakes. But, you know, I was talking about the mesh. So I had that mesh that, remember there was this mesh that got recalled, not the vaginal mesh. I had a little umbilical hernia, and I blew it off for years, and my doctor said, it's getting worse, you got to get it fixed. So I got it fixed, had a little mesh in there. Well, that mesh popped, irritated, and I think it made my abdominal hernia worse, such that I have now a bigger hernia than I ever had, and now I have to have a bigger mesh. And so the problem is I can't go back and say, yeah, maybe I should have done it, because, I mean, I had a problem. I had to get fixed, you know? It's hard. What do you trust? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartVP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartVP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartVP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartVP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartVP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.